Good morning. Our text this morning is from Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. And they came into the house and saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. And opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We pray, Lord, bless our time here together today. Well, what did you get? Did you get the perfect gift? Of course you did. Everyone did. Jesus Christ, the Savior, who died for our sins. What a perfect gift. But what about other gifts? Try to picture the courtesy counter after Christmas, or as some call it, the returns counter in the stores. The gifts are being returned, and the reasons are being given. It was from a dear friend, but not just what I had in mind. Accepted, you get an in-store credit. It was okay, but I just don't want it. It was accepted for money back. I just don't think I will ever use it. Accepted for exchange for something else. It doesn't look cool when I put it on. Accepted, cash back. It doesn't have much to offer for my needs. Accepted for credit on your credit card. For the world, the frantic search goes on for that perfect present. They are still looking and shopping, even though Christ has already given it. But now let us check out the returns counter for the gift God has given. It was from a dear friend, but just not what I had in mind. Okay, for death. I don't think I will ever use it. Okay, for death. It was okay, but I just don't want it. Okay, but death. It doesn't look cool when I put it on, when I put Christ on. Okay, but death. It doesn't have enough to offer for my needs. Okay, but death. Returning the gift is so tragic because there are no money back deals. There are only exchanges for one thing. If you bring Christ back, you must take death. These are your only choices. It is shocking to see how many choose death. But you see, it's all in the packaging. With life, what you see is what you get. Nothing hidden. Everything up front. Free salvation in Christ Jesus. On the other hand, eternal death never says it on the label. You'll never see death on the label. It may say accumulated wisdom of man, or accumulated wisdom of the evolved and enlightened men, or maybe the latest in religious technology, or some such thing like that. Every unchristian religion is gift-wrapped death. Every so-called Christian religion, which holds salvation through Christ plus works, is also damnation, but the wrapping is prettier. With the magi of our Bible story, the wise men of our day still ask, where is he born King of the Jews? Our hearts go out to those who frantically search for the perfect gift, just like last-minute shoppers. If only they had a star to guide them, like the Magi did. Ah, but they do. Lots of them. They have you. You are the star that they watch. And make no mistake, they do watch. They watch you at basketball games. They watch you at cross-country meets. They watch you before games, during games, and after games. They watch you playing in the games. They watch you on the streets and in the stores. And they watch you in the mall or at your job. What a great privilege to be watched, to be a Christian, to be an instrument to further the gospel, to play a role in the salvation of just one single individual. It is something the angels would wish for, to be a star leading the wise of the world, to be a light, to be an employee of the Most High God, to be considered nothing for the sake of Christ, to know that the bill of our lifelong spending spree of sin has been paid in full by Christ, to know that forgiveness and salvation is ours freely because of our Savior's perfect life and innocent death on the cross. The world shops for the highest, richest, most expensive, and grandest. Jesus assumed the lowest and poorest, and his message went to the meek and to the mild. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Preach the gospel. Be a star. Let your light so shine before men that they may see the result of your faith. Yes, that they may see us as the Magi saw the star. And they inquire of us, where is your King? To answer such a question is a great privilege, the greatest privilege ever offered. Our King rules in our hearts. He is Jesus Christ, the one promised of old, and through him, the perfect gift, all mankind has been freed from the curse of sin. Let us say to all, come, worship him with us. Let us serve him together. Amen. We pray. Let me earnestly endeavor thy good pleasure to fulfill. In me, through me, with me ever, Lord, accomplish thou thy will. In thy holy image built, let me die, Lord, as thou wilt. Amen.